And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is the Island Institute's November writer in residence, Samuel Kolawole. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.
So Samuel, I'm going to ask you to please pronounce your name so people know what it really sounds like.
Of course, the first one is easy, Samuel. But the surname is Kolawole.
Kolawole.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning. Peter Bradley's also here. He's the director of the Island Institute. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
Well, Samuel, you've been here about a week, you told me, and you're coming from where?
I'm from Nigeria, but I've been in the U.S. for a while as a University of Iowa writing fellow. Yeah.
So you're born and raised in Nigeria, and you are a writer of fiction and nonfiction. You also run a creative writing organization in Nigeria, and you've been spending the last few months in the United States focusing on your writing. Mm-hmm. What drew you first to the University of Iowa's International Writers Program? What brought you to the International Writers Program at the University of Iowa? Because that's where you're coming from most recently, I think. There's a partnership between that program and the Island Institute.
Yes. The University of Iowa, the International Writing Program is like, they call it the United Nations Gathering of Writers. We had about 32 writers from 34 countries. So the idea is to bring all these writers together from all over the world to give readings, deliver lectures, sit on panel discussions, and also interact with the community around them, and also experience the American culture. So the Highland Institute has established a sort of partnership with the International Writing Program, and that's why I'm here.
Now, you just finished that up, and you had an opportunity to do a fellowship following that program, and that brought you here.
Yeah.
Why Sitka, Alaska? What made you interested in this program?
I think coming to Alaska, the first thing, when I first got the mail, I was a little bit taken aback because I felt, okay, I'm going to Alaska. I think I was just curious. I wanted to know how, this is... a part of the United States that many people, I don't hear things about. People don't really talk about it around me. So I wanted to experience Alaska. And so far, so good. I've been having a lot of fun here.
Tell us a bit about your writing. You're working on currently two projects, I think, are in the works. What are they?
I recently finished, completed a collection of short stories, which is more of magical realism, fabulous fiction, and all of that. And I'm working on another novel right now about immigration or migration from within within the continent from Nigeria through the continent and then across Europe. So. Yeah, that's what I'm working on now. I'm still trying to develop. I've been doing a lot of research, but right now I'm still trying to see how I'm going to get into the narrative itself. Yeah.
What's it been like for you being able to focus on your writing for a big chunk of time?
Yeah, it's been very liberating because Nigeria can be very, very distracting in so many ways. So, and then also, when I'm in Nigeria, I'm always faced with demands, different demands to run my writing school, to work, I also volunteer for a non-profit organization in Nigeria. So I have all of that. So it's a good thing to have space to be able to create and time and, away from all those other demands, which they're also very important. But right now, I think this is what I'm supposed to be focusing on.
You're so far away from home and there's so much going on at home right now. How is that influencing your writing and your experience as a writer?
Yeah, it's interesting because the what exile, quote unquote, does to you is that it makes you long. It sort of increases your longing for home. So I didn't realize that until I got here, but I've discovered that now I think more about home, about what is going on at home.
Is it hard for you being away from home when there's so much happening right now?
Yes, I also feel that I have a responsibility being so far away from home and seeing and hearing all the things that are happening at home to do what I can do as a writer. And it sort of bothers me that I'm not there to do something about it.
It must be hard to hold both of those states of being. So one, you really want to personally focus on your writing, mm-hmm. to just be a writer. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you want to help affect change mm-hmm. in your home. How do you hold those two things at the same time?
I think it also depends on what you want and when you want what you want. I think writers do have responsibilities. I think I have a responsibility towards my country, my society, and my culture, but I don't feel the need to be burdened by it. I also feel that I should make my own decisions as to when I want to do what. So, but it's also very difficult now that my country is also going through a very trying time. Yeah.
You mentioned you're working on a novel about migration. Mm-hmm. What propels your writing? Where does it come from?
Yeah, well, it comes from, I tell African stories, so it comes from the things I see, the things I hear, the stories my grandmother told me when I was young, the things I see on the streets of Lagos, in my neighborhood in Ibadan, and everything around. Nigeria is a very interesting country. It's a country of so many contradictions. Nigeria is a great country in so many ways, but it's also a country with a lot of challenges. So you can never be in want of good materials for stories in Nigeria, in a place like Nigeria.
That complexity, is that evident in the story of migration?
Yeah, exactly. Nigeria is the sixth largest producer of crude oil in the world, and we are called the giant of Africa and the heart of Africa. But well over 70% of Nigeria's population, people still live under $1 per day. So you have all that. You have a place where we have so much wealth, but yet. Poverty abounds, so it's interesting. We have Nigerians are perhaps some of the happiest people on earth, but there is also hostility, great hostility in some parts of the country. So you see that contradiction.
Is that something you're trying to explore in your novel?
Yes, exactly. For example, the novel I'm working on is about a character who travels from Nigeria to Europe by road, and then goes through a couple of countries, crosses the Sahara Desert, and then the Mediterranean Sea, to Europe, and how, and there's actually, which is a major issue right now, some Nigerians, because do that, take that illegal route to Europe because for economic reasons, most of them. But it's also not that easy. It's also a very complicated matter. So there's no easy way to explain that as well. So
it's really interesting. You mm-hmm. have undertaken a journey to write about a journey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
How do you feel like your experiences in the U.S., how have they shaped your writing? Have they influenced your writing at all?
Yes, now more than anything else, it wants me. I want to tell, because of course, this before now it was just okay, something I wasn't really sure, but I think I'm now. I now know that a lot of Americans have don't know too much about Africa and what is going on in Africa. And they actually know, the things they know about Africa are those things that the media tells them. So there's this stereotype, there's this narrative of Africa and Nigeria and all those other, all the other countries on the continent that people tend to, you know, propagate. And one of the things I want to do through my fiction is to be able to tell our own stories. This is who we are. We are not just a bunch of people ravaged by war and famine and disease. In fact, all those things. We are also a progressive people, very happy. You know, we are also doing positive things.
So, like all people, you are complex, multidimensional. Mm-hmm. So while in Sitka, you'll be working on your writing. Will you also be reaching out to the community?
Yes, I'm actually having a talk on Saturday. It's going to be titled "How Writing About Africa." It's going to be on Saturday, November 21st, between 7 and 8 p.m. at 304 Baranoff Street, here in Sitka. So I'll be talking. So if you want to know about anything about Africa, African literature, Nigerian literature, African culture, I think it's the place you should be.
Wonderful.
On Saturday.
Peter, where else will we be able to meet Samuel?
That's the big one. Samuel will also make some high school visits in the next couple weeks. But for the most part, that November 21st event at the Island Institute is the one. But I think if you reach out, then Sam might be glad to grab tea with you or something. And people can shoot me an email at peter@iialaska.org if they would like to get together with Sam.
Well, welcome. Thank you so much. We are unfortunately out of time. Thanks for joining us, Samuel.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've been speaking with Samuel Kolowole. He is the November Island Institute writer in residence. He is a writer from Nigeria. He'll be here for a month.